Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. I'm so excited this morning because not only am I getting a treat by having one of my favorite people all time in studio, but you're getting a treat because it's the first time she's been on, and I have Miss Peggy Smith from Overton County. She is the county trustee in Overton County. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I love you. You know that.
Well, I love you.
I'm telling you, people, she's one of my favorite people of all time. One of the reasons is she's a great elected official, but she's even a better person. So we've developed a friendship over the last 16 years that I've been serving Overton mm-hmm. County, and it's been a great friendship. And you call very rarely. You call about questions because you know what you're doing. But when you have one, you call me, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
And I send people to you sometimes.
Yes, you do.
I'll send other trustees. You know, I don't know, but I can tell you who knows, Miss Peggy Smith.
Well, that's all right. You haven't called me anytime.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
It's gonna be fun. So I do always start, and I kind of preface you this. So I do always start. If you've not been on before, my listeners want to know who you are. Of course, you're Miss Peggy Smith, but I know the story, but I want people to know, how did you become trustee in Overton County?
Okay, well, and I'm going to tell you a little story. My first campaigning experience was I was in eighth grade, just graduated out of eighth grade, fixing to start high school. Herman Moody was the sheriff at that time,
okay.
And he was running for re-election. And my father worked for Herman as a deputy. And so Herman got me to campaign and hand cards out for him on election day at Allen's Elementary. So that was my first trip of campaigning, in which I loved it. I loved seeing the elderly come in and talk to you and all that. So went on to high school. 4 years later, my father runs for trustee in 1990. I just graduated high school in 1989. 1991, I was 19-year-old, and I went to work in the courthouse March of 1991. My father held the office. He was on his third term, and he passed away suddenly mm-hmm. in October of 2001. And so November of 2001, the county commission appointed me to finish out his term, which we were in election cycle. So I had to qualify that fall and run for it that May. And I did, and we had several that run for the office, which everybody has a right to run, you know. And so there was four or five of us that ran for it. And the good people of Overton County were good to me, and they elected me, and I'm right now just got elected on my sixth term. I'm starting my sixth term as county trustee.
You did, and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You were unopposed.
Yes.
In the primary.
I have been so blessed to be on my last five races has been unopposed.
See, and that what that says is that you're doing a great job for the county, and the citizens are getting serviced when they come to your office.
Well, you know, I love the people because I want to treat them the way I want to be treated. And of course, gaining that 11 years experience doing all the bookkeeping, and I just fell in love with the people. I mean, they were so good to me, and I tried to be so good to them. And that's what it's all about. You know, our jobs is to help people. If we can't help you, then we don't need to be in there. Or that's the way I feel about it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm there a lot, and I see the people come in, and you talk to them. You know everything.
You know
about
I'm
everybody.
A hugger.
Yeah, you hugger. And I love being a hugger too. But everybody that comes in there, you and your staff too. Your
yes.
staff's amazing.
I've got great staff. Yes. And I've got
how,
great
so
girls.
How long have your staff been with
Janet's
you?
Janet's been with me right from the beginning, and another lady, Gina Clark, started out with me, but she retired on us. And then Sandy Medlin's been working with me for the last 4 years, but she'd been in banking for 36 years, so she just fell right in because we are the bank for the county. So, you know, she just fell right in, and it's been great.
I got to ask you, when you were campaigning in eighth grade for the sheriff at that time, did you get out of school on election day to campaign?
Was that... Well, school was just out, you know, because it was in May, and we was just out of school.
Okay.
And, of course, I loved it. And, of course, you know, being a basketball player in grade school, everybody knows you when you're playing basketball. And so when they'd come through, they know who I was, and they would just talk to me, and I just had the best time. And Herman did run for it. He won that year. He yeah. won sheriff again. So
the campaign, of course, you haven't had to campaign a whole lot, but I know you still campaign.
I campaign every day.
I know that. That's a great point. But when you did have an opponent, door-to-door? Did you go door-to-door?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yeah. yes.
So the reason I'm bringing that up is had a discussion. This is why I love doing this show, is because I have educated and experienced people like you to talk to this stuff about.
Uh-huh.
So I was at a meeting last week, and there's a neighboring county where a few people ran, and they went door-to-door.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, listen, it still works. People still want to see you door-to-door. And somebody from my county, another commissioner, said, well, I don't know, because when I talk to people in Putnam County, they'd rather just get something from you in the mail or see a sign. And so it's just mixed. It's a mixed perspective on what works in each county. And I'll tell you, these rural counties, door-to-door still works.
Oh, now, gosh, yes.
COVID probably was different, and probably people didn't want to see you as much. But you and I got a friend, a joint friend, and I'm not going to say his name because he'll be on my show one day, I know. In another county, uh-huh. He told me one time he went campaigning and knocked on the door, and the woman answered it without any clothes on.
Oh, I've heard.
I've heard this story. And he said, "Lord have mercy, I just wanted you to vote for me. This my name, so and so," and went to shake her hand and thought better of it. And she said, "Well, come on in, talk a while." He goes, "No, ma'am, I'm married. I got to get on." But people still like door to door.
Oh God, yes, especially the elderly love it because they don't get a lot of company, and I don't know how many fried pies, tomatoes, cucumber. They're just so good to you when you stop, and if you'll just take time to spend a few minutes with them and talk to them. And of course, I loved the garden and flowers. And I mean, I loved it when I went door to door. I loved it. Me and my husband and my whole family. You know, it takes a team.
That's what I was going to ask you.
It takes a team.
Everybody contributed. Yes, everybody was in. No frustration from anybody. They're all in because they want to see you succeed.
Yes, nieces, nephews, everybody campaigned.
Well, I've told the story, and you knew my uncle very well, and we'll talk about him some, but I was told a story when I was 13 years old. I was walking door to door in the city of Baxter and got cussed out because they didn't like him. and so my daddy wanted to fight the guy. I said, then my Uncle Bill had to calm him down. It was a team effort. It was just all the family going in. And
it took everybody.
And he was just running for a county commission seat in the district. I can't imagine doing a whole county.
And of course, what helped me is I guess I might have had a leg up because I'd campaigned for Daddy. I mean, we'd campaigned hard, took a family thing, when we was campaigning for him, but I just love people in general. I just love talking to people. I love meeting new people and where they've come from. And
now, you were in office 11 years when your father passed away.
Yes.
So the commission obviously knew it was the right decision. Your experience, you know what you're doing. I've seen you work day to day. Was your daddy similar to that in the office, the way you are?
He had a very bubbly, outgoing. He's a hugger.
Very hands-on.
He worked. Yes.
He just didn't sit there and...
No.
Because you work.
He waited on people. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I thought, because I figured that's where you got it from. And, of course, your brother's in county government.
Yes.
And he works at the highway department. Mm-hmm. He's the chief of staff there and does mm-hmm. a great job, and he's also a county commissioner.
Yes.
And your husband also, right, works uh-huh. for the county.
Uh-huh.
So your whole family's really... It's county government's in your blood.
Yes.
And it's something that...
And I've always wanted to see our county thrive, too. I want to see it grow, and I want to see great things come to our little county. We've got a great little rural community, and I love it.
My opinion, of course, I've been working that county 16 years now, but my opinion is every year has pretty much gotten better for Overton County.
Yes.
Improvements have been made, and I think, especially the last, few years, it's just financially y'all are in good shape. And believe it or not, folks, the trustee doesn't raise taxes.
No, I do not.
How many times do you get somebody to come in after the tax rate is set and maybe frustrated with your office thinking you're the one that raised taxes? Is it common still?
Yes.
And how do you respond? What do you say to
them? Well, I just explain it to them. And then once I explain to them and they realize the process, then they understand.
Well, one thing I love about you, Miss Peggy, is that your knowledge in county government as a whole is broad. You understand county. It's not just you understand the trustee's office. You understand how everything else works.
Yes.
Because you're very involved.
Yes.
And you're very involved with the money because you are the county banker.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about all the stuff you do at some point in the show. But I love the fact that your father served, your brother and you were serving, your husband serves. Kids, what do your kids do?
My son works for the Corps of Engineers.
Well, he's in public service too.
He's an engineer for the Corps of Engineers, and he lives in Columbia. Him and his wife, Clara, they live in Columbia, Tennessee.
Right. So has he thought about doing anything in county government?
No, I have burned him out on politics. I have burned him out.
You just have one son?
I just have one son.
One son. So I
the first time I ran, he went to so many benefits, so many chili suppers and all that. Oh, I can't even hardly get him to go to one now because he's like, Mama, no. You're good at that. You just go on.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're around a long time because Overton County...
Well, Well, thank you, and
blessed.
I hope the people allows me to be, but yeah. It's the people's choice.
Well, you've answered my next question. What makes you continue to want to run for trustee? And you answered it. You like serving.
Mm-hmm.
You want to serve the people. You want the county to be the best it can be, and you love people.
And I want to help people if I can.
Yeah.
And if I can't help you, maybe I can get you in the right way that somebody can help you.
So, and let's talk about that right quick. In the trustee's office, it's kind of straightforward while you're there, and we'll get into your duties here coming up, but – what is give me an instance where you really could help somebody that maybe normally a trustee, you wouldn't think about a trustee would do. You have one of those? Did I put you on the spot?
No, I help. Oh, Lord, I fix phones for people.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I fix phones. I send child support off. I send their driving license off. I help them get their driving license. I'll fill out insurance forms for them.
And that's not the trustee's job.
No, that's not my job. Yeah. It's just me having, I just want to help them because I know they need it. They put their time in. They've worked. It's our job to help them now.
Yep.
And maybe when we get that age, maybe somebody will be in there to help us, and that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. So tell me, what do you like to do outside of working as a trustee? I know the answer. You got a farm.
Yeah.
You like to hunt.
Yeah, boy. I love to deer hunt.
So are you excited about hunting season coming up?
Yes. Lord, yes. So, I've been got my eye on a few bucks.
Do
so,
you?
Yeah.
On your property or do you hunt somewhere else?
Well, Gary's daddy has a farm down in Jackson County. And me and him goes down there some and hunts. And then we've been seeing a few deer there at the house. But
Do you and Gary have a competition when y'all go hunting together? Who, you know, who gets the first one? Who gets?
He always kills one for me. And I want to shoot him after he does that. But I don't.
This is why I ask these questions.
He's sharper at it than I am. Or I accuse him of putting me on a spot where he knows the deer is going to come through and he gets the deer, and I don't.
That's what it is. He knows where that deer is going to show up first.
Exactly,
that's where he goes.
Because he's been squirrel hunting down there and he doesn't know where it's. Yeah.
Now, Gary, we'll have to fuss at you.
That's when he don't get no supper, guys.
This has been great. And we've got two more segments with you, and I'm so excited. This is Ben Rogers here on Local Matters. I have Miss Peggy Smith, Overton County Trustee. First time I've had a county trustee on, and there's a reason I'm having her on. One, she's awesome. We're going to talk about tax season coming up shortly here on Local Matters. We'll be back after this break in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters, one of my favorite shows already of all time. Miss Peggy Smith, Overton County Trustee, is in studio with me, and it's just been a great morning having you here. We've already got through so much, but we got so much more to go. We talked about one of the reasons you're in service, and you've been in service for, I'm not going to give away your age, but a few years now, since 1991. So, you know, you've been in service. You love it. You have a passion for it. And I love having people on that have passion for public service. You talked about the ways you help people, which really doesn't fall under your statutory duties as trustee, but you still do that. So let's talk about your statutory duties as trustee, because you're the only trustee I've ever had on the show. And I wanted to have one of the best on, because you've been there.
Oh, you're being too kind
to
me. Well, thank
it's
you.
That's the truth. But no offense to anybody else that's listening to our trustees, but you know Miss Peggy. If you know Miss Peggy, you know she's a rock star. So what are the duties of the county trustee?
Well, you know, the primary thing is the treasurer, which I'm going to give you the country slang. We're the bank for the county.
Yep.
All monies that comes into Overton County comes through the trustee's office. And a lot of people don't realize that because they think that you just pay your property taxes there and that's all you do. But no, I'm the finance officer. I'm the chief banker for the county. Every penny, school, everything runs through me. Of course, our number one priority is to collect property taxes. And we start collecting taxes from October the 1st through February the 28th is the tax season to pay without any interest being applied. Taxes stay in my office about 2 years. After 2 years, then they're turned over to the clerk and master's office where she tries to collect them then, and then they go, then she does her procedures with that. We have, of course, I don't want to get too far out to confuse people, but, you know, we prepare a trustees report at the end of the month that goes to the schools and to our budget directors for the school and for the county. We work real closely with Connie for the county, and we work with Crystal at the school. Well, I work with all the girls at the school, and they're a great bunch to work with. I cannot say one bad thing about nobody because I have worked with the best, even at the Board of Education. Everybody that I have worked with has always been great. I've always tried to strive hard to get along, and because things go better when you work together. If you don't work together, you're just you're beating against the wall.
Absolutely.
You've got to do it as a team, you know, mm-hmm. and I think that's what helps us run as smooth as we do and get as good audits as we do, because we stay on top of everything, make sure everything is put where it needs to go. And the main thing is get the money to the bank. That's my number one goal. As long as the money gets to the bank, the rest will work itself out.
You have, of course, by law, every fee office, every office that collects money in county government has 3 days to take that deposit.
Yes, every 3 days you got
to
make a deposit.
You're going to the bank all the time because of so much money that's coming through.
And I go every day during tax season, every
you
day.
You really want to.
Every day.
You don't want all that money piling up and you keep it overnight
and risk
for theft.
Why worry me today? I want it in the bank. When I know it's in the bank, I know it's there, and I don't have to worry about it.
And what some people don't realize is those other fee offices, like the county clerk and register deeds and the clerks of court, which is the cert court clerk, clerk and master.
All the reports comes to me.
They do, and they write you a check at the end of the month to turn over their fees to you.
Yes, Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department mm-hmm. does the same thing. You said it. You are the county banker for everybody. Mm-hmm. Schools, highway, all the departments, all the elected officials. And that's a big task.
It's a big responsibility.
But you're natural at it.
Well, I mean, you know, I started the old way. I come up the paper way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I had a big cash journal laid out. Your Uncle Bill used to help me with all the time. It laid out a mile wide, you know. And I think that helps, too, because, you know, I started out the old way. And then as everything progressed, we went to computers. And now all the accounting, taxes, everything's on the computer, and in which it works great. It's really good. But I love doing accounting. I love working with numbers. I enjoy that.
You could do my job. Absolutely 100%. You could do my job. So if I leave, I'm going to recruit you to take my spot.
I could probably out-talk you.
Well, we like to talk. We both like to talk a lot. You mentioned my Uncle Bill, and you talk every time I'm in there. We bring him up. And it's a good thing.
Yes.
We laugh. We smile about it. He was instrumental to you, right?
I wouldn't know what I know today in county government if it hadn't been for Bill Rogers.
So how did he help you?
Well, every time when I first started, I mean, you know, when you got a big cash journal and you got all these line items to keep up with, it was so easy back in the day to get something in the wrong line item, mm-hmm. you know, just an entry wrong.
Right.
And I would sit for hours hunting for it and could not find it. Bill would come up in 2 minutes, he'd have it found. Less than 2 minutes.
That frustrates you.
He'd just look at it and he would find it and he'd say, well, Peggy, right here's what you done. And he would, he could talk to you in a way that he could show you what you done wrong and how to correct it. And each time he would show me, and I just kept learning from him. I could call him for anything, and he would help me.
Yeah.
He was a good man. You're standing in a good shadow, but you're doing a good job.
Well,
you are doing a good job.
I'll never feel that shadow, and I know that, and I accepted that the day I started. Well, I got to work with him for 10 months, but the day I come back home to take his position here, I knew that. I knew I'd never feel his shoes, and I accepted that, and I don't.
You're doing a fine job.
Well,
you're doing,
he would be
proud of you. If he could see you, he'd be so proud of you.
I hope so.
Because he wanted his people took care of too.
He did.
And
one of the first
he was old school.
One of the first places he took me was to your office.
Yes.
I think we actually probably bypassed Kenneth in the hall because he was wanting to go see you. Kenneth goes, "Where are you going, Bill?" And he's, "I'm taking him to see Peggy." And he's like, "Well," you know, I think Ken's feelings are hurt a little bit. But anyway, we were one of the first people I met in Overton County. And that was a good day. I loved that day. That was a great day. I got to meet you.
Well, you know
you're
always welcome. You can come anytime.
Well, when I want to go hide, that's where I go.
You come anytime. Now, if it's tax time, I might put you to work.
That's fine. Well, and let's talk about that. Obviously, your busiest time of year starts October 1 and ends February 28th. I think probably most people know you have that 5-month period to pay taxes. A lot of people like to wait, don't they?
Yes,
till closer to the end.
Yes.
So you'd say most of your revenue, your property tax revenue, comes in February, right?
Well, in October, when you first mail the bills out, you'll get a heavy rush of your elderly because they want to get it paid, get it off their mind, but they're afraid they'll forget it. So I get a rush about the first 2 weeks of October, which I'm sure every trustee does. Then it'll kind of taper off. Then you start getting all your escrows. Your escrows will start coming in for the end of the year. And then February, you're slammed 28 days. I mean, there ain't no non-stopping for 28 days.
You don't leave the office, do you?
No, we don't even leave for lunch or nothing. I mean, it's just slam, slam, slam.
Yeah.
You know, and I stay till I get it done. I don't care if we have to stay till 10 o'clock. We don't leave till the money's counted, balanced, and I've got it in the bank.
Well, I mean, you're natural at balancing, so I'm sure it don't take you that long. You've been doing that for a while.
No, we've got better over the years at balancing quicker. We've got a lot better.
You got, how many employees do you have?
I have two.
And do you ever try to get a part-time maybe during tax season? Y'all just stay the same staff and
I do my part. We just work together and we get it all done. We've all three got our roles that we do. I still do the trustees report. And it's not that my girls couldn't do it. They can do it. It's just I started out doing it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. And I like to keep doing it. And plus, it helps me see what revenue and where it's at. In case somebody asks me, you know, is this come in or that come in? I can say, yeah, you know. And so I like to be on top of everything and what's going on.
But I know you've cross-trained your employees so
yes.
they could do what you're doing.
Yes.
So if you're out, you know, you go on an extended hunting vacation, which I'm sure you've never done.
No.
I try to get you to go on vacation, not with me, but I try to get you to go on vacations all the time, take a break, and you love to work. But you cross-train your employees, and they can do that. So that's a big part of, to me, efficient county government is.
And the office runs good. If I have to be out for sickness or something, the girls, just they take care of it. Janet knows what I like and how I want to do things, and she just rolls right with it, and Sandy's right with her. They do a great job.
That's amazing. I love those ladies. Every time I call, they know it's me. And they don't hesitate, and they get me to Miss Peggy. So, anyway, we're wrapping up, and we're going to have to take a break here in just a second. But when we come back, I want to talk about tax relief.
Okay.
Because that's a service that's provided to those that a qualified group of people in the county that can have tax relief. And a couple other things that you're doing in the office, and we'll have some more fun. After this break here on Local Matters, I'm Ben Rogers with Miss Peggy Smith from the Overton County Trustee's Office. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back here at Local Matters. I'm Ben Rogers with Miss Peggy Smith from Overton County. She is the county trustee. We've had a blast. She's given us a lot of good information. Wanted to have her on for a lot of reasons. She's a dear friend of mine. She's a great trustee. And tax season's right around the corner, not 1040 tax time or your 1120 corporation tax returns. I'm talking about paying your property taxes in counties. She's one of the best in the trustee's office, and I wanted to have her on. We talked about tax season starting October 1.
Mm-hmm. Everybody be getting their love letters.
That's
what I call them, love letters.
That's exactly right.
And you know what they tell me? Return to sender. Address unknown.
I love it. So, I love it. I'm so happy right now. So, February 28th is the deadline.
Yes.
Anything past February 28th, and if it's a leap year, it's February 29th, but it's not a leap year next year, is late, right?
Right.
And then you keep it in your office another
year.
Mm-hmm. And then if they don't pay it within another year, then it's delinquent.
Right. Goes to the clerk
and
master's office.
So I encourage everybody to pay your property taxes. You don't want those interest and penalties and all that stuff. One thing that you offer in your office to help certain people that are in a category that qualifies tax relief.
Yes.
How does tax relief work?
Okay. That is a program through the state of Tennessee. You have to be 65 or totally disabled. You and your spouse cannot make over $31,600. I know that's low for a couple, but they keep raising it up a little every year, and we keep hoping that it'll get higher. And you know, I know the state's doing the best they can with that. We also have a veterans program. If you're 100% service-connected disabled veteran, we have a program for that. When you all get your tax bills in the mail, if you'll turn it over, I have all the information on the back of our tax bills about tax relief. And if anybody out there thinks they qualify, please come and see me, because I would love to get any and everybody I can signed up, because it's a program to help the elderly and disabled and veterans. And I think if our county don't get it, some other county's going to get it. So why not our county? So I try to sign up as many as I can.
Right. And that's a service you provide, and you want to do that service. And I think the income levels may differ per county, is that right?
I think it's based on population, yes.
So it may be different, yes. Putnam or Clay or Jackson, but in Overton it's 31,600, you said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you're in Overton County and you haven't applied and you qualify, go see Miss Peggy at the trustee's office. She'll get you signed up. Now, something back in 2008 or 2009, this legislature approved the opportunity or the ability for mm-hmm. counties to pass the County Property Tax Freeze Act.
Right.
And that basically put another tax relief on a group of folks, similar to tax relief, but not quite the same. I think there's a few differences.
Yes.
And so Overton County hasn't done that.
No.
And I will say, and what I believe why the county probably hasn't done that, if you, we already have tax relief, you have state tax relief. Some counties do county tax relief.
Mm-hmm.
Some counties do the county tax freeze. I have a county that's got all three.
Well, see, but the tax freeze has an income limit on it, just like the tax relief.
It does.
So only your tax relief recipients will be able to get it.
Yeah. So what happens is whatever the tax rate is when you qualify for the county tax freeze, is that's the taxes you pay
right.
going forward. It never goes up. But there's not a lot of people that qualify. But there was enough people to qualify where county commissioners in the county probably sat back and said, you know what, that's going to hurt our income.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt our property tax revenue. So we need that money to provide services. So we're not going to offer that. And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't for counties.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know more about it, you can get online and look it up or ask your trustee or county mayor about it. But that's an option in paying taxes if a county has adopted that. But Overton County has not done that.
No, we have
Putnam
not.
Putnam County
adopted.
Has not done that either. I think Smith County has, maybe a couple other counties in Upper Cumberland. But that's not been a common thing because when it come out, counties were struggling enough with revenue.
Exactly.
And so they didn't want to hurt themselves anymore with, limiting the amount of revenue they're going to get.
Right.
So, but that's a program you do. And you probably don't have a number, but every year you get new applicants, don't you? I'm sure.
Oh, we'll sign up anywhere between 100 and 150 every year. But we lose several too because they pass away.
Right.
You know, and you get so attached to them because they'll bring their papers in, and we fill everything out for them, and we just try to take care of them, you know, and you really get attached to them.
Sure.
I've lost so many good people, you mm-hmm. know, that I've made good friends with.
What is the hardest part about being an elected official? Is there a hard part for you?
Well, I'm sure there is a hard part.
I usually
ask that. It
depends
on what given day you're in the office.
I figured I'm going to probably answer for you. Probably wouldn't mind having a little bit more money in your budget to do maybe a couple different things.
Well, that would be nice too, but
yeah.
I've always tried to stay within my budget and I've never went over my budget. I actually turn money back every year.
You ever go ask for anything different from the county commission?
Only if something bends or breaks or tears up.
Of course, you got software.
Yes.
And you got servers.
Yes.
And you can't help that. So
right.
if they need maintenance, then you got to get it. And then,
right.
of course, they have a maintenance agreement you put in your budget and you don't control that.
Right.
And I know the commission, you know, approves that, but the reason I bring it up is you mentioned earlier you have a staff of two people and you never add staff during tax season because you probably don't want the county to spend the money.
Well, I'm a firm believer if I can get it done with three, why do I need to, you know, if we can get it done and we do get it done and we get it done fine and I'm in there every day doing the work right along with them.
Yeah, of course, like I said last segment, I do.
I'm a hands-on trustee.
You are, and I do fuss at you a little bit because you don't come to some of the meetings I want you to come to, so we can hang out and laugh and talk about my Uncle Bill and all that. But you like to work, and you don't like to leave the county, and you don't like to leave your office because that's your office. That's the one you ran for. That's the one you're elected to, and that's mm-hmm. what you've told me. You said, honey, this is what I've been elected to. I need to be here, and I understand that, and I respect that.
Well, I mean, it's my name above the door.
It is.
And anything that goes wrong, it's going to fall back to Peggy.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure everything's done right, and I don't want to do nothing wrong, and I want everything balanced. I want, you know, I don't want nothing that can be kicked back on because I want to run. I try to run a top-notch office the best I can. You know, I want it to be friendly, courtesy, treat people with respect, be good to everybody, and do your jobs right. And I tell my girls, as long as the work gets done, then if you want to talk, goof off, whatever, that's fine. But mm-hmm. we get the work done first.
Oh, yeah. And you do everything you can to work with other officials.
Yes.
In the county,
gosh, yes.
And other officials,
yes.
In the Upper Cumberland.
Yes, I try to help everybody that I can.
I've actually got two new trustees in the Upper Cumberland, and I have told them, if you got questions, call Miss Peggy. She can help you. And I even said she may even come down here and sit with you one day and help you
do that. If they needed me to, I'd be glad to.
Yeah, because right now, September, it's not extremely busy, is it?
No, you're just getting ready to do the, you know, you're getting your tax bills prepared. But, of course, County Record Services prints our tax bills and working with Candy and them, and they're great in the state. So we're just working on that right now. So, no, it's not just super busy.
And really, they can go online right now.
Yes.
To pay?
Taxes are online. You can go online and pay your taxes online. You sure can.
So the official date of paying taxes doesn't start till October 1.
It's the first Monday in October.
But if they're online, there's nothing preventing people from paying those.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So that you started that, what, 5-6 years ago? Was that a big adjustment for you?
No. We were a little nervous in the beginning because we didn't know how it was going to work, but it has really been great. And the young generation just, they just thrive on it.
Right.
They'd rather just sit at home, pay them, and not have to come in. But now my elderly still loves to come in and see us and talk to us. And if we've got apples, I give them apples, candy, whatever. You know, I just love seeing them.
They probably still like to pay cash or write a check, right?
Yes. A lot of the elderly do, yes.
I've just now kind of got my parents to where they use their debit and credit cards some. Well, mainly debit card. They used to be old school, but they I still have to calculate their tip for them when we go to the restaurant. They're going to kill me when they hear this, but I do calculate their tip for them sometimes. But,
well, your mom and dad thinks you're not too big to be whooped.
Well, I can guarantee you they both can whoop me right now every day of the week, but I love them dearly. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on here is because tax season's coming, people pay your taxes. You don't want to be that person that's late. And I'll tell you this too.
And taxes didn't go up this time in Overton County.
Overton,
so
they did not.
Yeah,
so
they've not went up in the last 4 or 5 years. So it's just been a blessing.
But I'll say this: if you're interested in running for office one day, one of the things people look at if you go pay your taxes. Did you know that? If people are running for office, the public will go online because it's a public record.
Oh, yes.
Who pays their taxes? You can go to TennesseeTrustee.com or whatever it is and to see and go, you know, click on a county or city and see who's, you know, put somebody's name in and it'll say paid or not paid.
Mm-hmm.
People look at that.
And they use it against them.
They do.
They do.
Absolutely, they do.
If you're going to run for office, my advice to anybody is get ready to have big shoulders. And be an open book,
right?
Because you're an open book.
Yep. Well, there's three ways.
Not that I have anything to hide, but you're an open book.
That's exactly right. Well, that's good advice for anybody wanting to run, because if you've got something you're hiding, you might as well get ready. Somebody's going to dig it out. I think we all know that. But there's three ways to pay taxes, right?
Yes.
Online, by mail, and in person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So based on my show, nobody has an excuse not to know what to do now.
And you can still take cash, check. We still take cash, check.
Okay. So, very important question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your prediction for the UT game tomorrow?
We're going to win.
Okay, all right.
Are you crazy, boy? We're going to win.
I hope so. I'll be stuck in my master's class. So I'll miss about three quarters of it. But
ain't the offense exciting this time?
It is.
Oh, I love it.
I want to tell you something, folks. She is not just one of these people that look at the final score on the news and just say, oh, we won, we're awesome. She watches the game. She understands football. And she'd probably whoop somebody if they
live in a house that's divided.
Oh, my. I forgot about that.
I'm diehard UT and Gary's LSU. And they ain't worth a flip this year, are they?
So what
I'm going to say that on the radio. I hope he hears it tomorrow.
What happened there? Why is he an LSU fan?
Gary's for anybody in that. He loves the SEC football.
Well, I do too.
But he pulls for Tennessee, and he loves Tennessee, but LSU's his number one.
Well, I guess he's going to cheer for LSU when Tennessee goes down there October, whatever that day is, because they go to LSU this year.
I know it. And
so were y'all going to watch the game together?
We're wanting to go.
You should go.
We would love to go. I'd have to wear orange, and he'd have to wear purple.
You should go.
Wouldn't that be nice to see a husband and wife fighting in the stands?
I hope that don't happen.
No, we wouldn't fight. I mean,
you should go. You should go. Miss Peggy, I love you. Thank you for being on. You have been wonderful. Great information out of the trustee's office in Overton County. And this applies to all trustees' offices, everything we've talked about. One of the reasons I want to have you on, and I want to have you back.
I'll be glad to come back anytime.
We may bring some other people from Overton County to come with you, but. Folks, hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Be good to somebody. Be a blessing to somebody. Make their day. I want to thank my producer, Jake. He is the man. Miss Peggy, I think.
He is the man.
He is. Yep, see? See, he's the man. We love him. He does a great job. And Stone Calm do a great job. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I'll see you next week here on Local Matters. Miss Peggy Smith has been my guest, the Overton County Trustee. We'll have her back again sometime soon. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Everybody have a good weekend.
Everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.